It is Friday night. Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are locked and loaded with some outstanding guests over the next 2 hours, and we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios here in Houston. As a reminder, all of our guests will be joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and tonight we're going to open up the conversation with talking about the 2016 NBA playoffs. So many storylines that we're going to get into. Also, in hour number one, we're going to take time to hit on the Eagles quarterback situation with Sam Bradford and why he is demanding a trade. We also will have some book reviews and some MLB news and notes. Delighted to open up our mic and have back with us, what a great way to kick off tonight's show, our very own from YSR, the great Joe George. Oh my gosh, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been way too long. There is so much that I want to get into in terms of the first round with the playoffs. But first and foremost, what about Tom Thibodeau, the new head coach for the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Look, I think Tom is going to do a great job with the Minnesota Timberwolves for so many reasons. He helped develop the young Bulls roster and push them to excellence with Joakim Noah. He made him one of the best offensive centers in the game. He helped develop Jimmy Butler, his offense, his defense. He really made this team special, and Taj Gibson as well. Those are late-round draft picks. Now he's got a bunch of high first-round draft picks in Karl-Anthony Towns and Zach LaVine and Andrew Wiggins to develop. I think he's going to be very successful. I'm not sure they'll make the playoffs next year, but they're going to be really close. If they don't make it, they're going to be the 9, the 10 seed. They're going to be right there, just on the cusp. They're just going to be missing a veteran piece or two. So I think it's going to be great. I just think as long as he brings in an offensive coach, to be his assistant, to help him really make sure he can utilize LaVine, Wiggins, and Karl-Anthony Towns the right way on that end of the court, I think they're going to be absolutely dominant for many years to come.
He's got young talent. He's got fresh legs. Do you think, Joe, that his approach will change and that he won't run these guys into the ground like he did with the guys with the Bulls?
Well, I think it's a little different because Andrew Wiggins is 21, I think 22 maybe.
He's a pup.
Yeah, and so is Karl-Anthony Towns, so is Zach LaVine. They can run into the ground. I mean, people forget that Flip Saunders in Andrew Wiggins' first year, he played Andrew Wiggins the second most minutes in the NBA, only behind James Harden in the most in the second half of the season when Wiggins won Rookie of the Year. So these guys can handle it. Look, they're young. They're going to be fine. I think the only concern I have with his relationship with the young guys, I've heard out of Minnesota that Andrew Wiggins specifically does not respond well to yelling, and Karl-Anthony Towns does. So Tom Thibodeau is going to have to change the way he kind of coaches each individual guy, and I think that's going to be the biggest task because you don't want to, you know, get inside Andrew Wiggins' head. He shuts down, and then when he's able to be an unrestricted free agent. So you don't want that to happen. But I think he'll be fine with the minutes. He probably did learn something. So I think it will be a little bit different, but not too much.
Our producer at Yahoo Sports Radio, Joe George, is with us tonight. He also is the co-host of his program on Thursday nights, Nothing But Net, as he's teamed up with former Minnesota Timberwolf. We're talking about Troy Hudson. What's his takeaways?
He feels pretty much the same way that I do, except he's a little more nervous about the offense. He's really nervous that, you know, Troy's really nervous that Tom Thibodeau's going to not let these guys progress offensively enough, and that's going to hinder them, that they're going to rely too much on defense. I disagree with that. I think this team can thrive on a defensive mentality and just attacking the ball in transition. But I think, you know, it's a fair concern as well, because if you look what happened in Chicago, they never were scoring over 100 points a game in today's offense. That's not going to work. They didn't shoot as many threes. So I think that's a fair concern that Troy has too.
Okay, Joe George is back with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. What a great way to kick off the program tonight. We're talking about some of the movement in terms of with the coaching changes that are happening in the NBA. And of course, earlier this week, Byron Scott was fired after 2 seasons. So, Joe, what kind of coach do the Lakers need to go after, in your opinion?
I think they need to go after someone that is a little bit different, but the one that everyone's talking about. And I think if they can pry Luke Walton away from the Golden State Warriors, I think that is the coach that they should go for.
Is he going to do it?
I don't know. He turned down the Knicks job apparently already. And now the Knicks job is a lot worse because Phil Jackson is running that organization into the ground by wanting to run the stupid triangle offense. And you have an old superstar in Carmelo Anthony who's not even a superstar. He's barely a star anymore. At least in L.A., you've got D'Angelo Russell, you've got Julius Randle, you've got probably Brandon Ingram or Ben Simmons. You've got so much potential there that to me it was the second best job on the market this year besides the Timberwolves job. So if I'm Luke Walton, I'm looking at that talent and I'm saying, man, I got to go there. I have a chance to reinvigorate this franchise. Maybe we're bad for 2 or 3 years if we never get a superstar, but one day it's going to click and all of a sudden the Timberwolves and the Lakers are going to be the best two teams in the Western Conference.
You know, it's interesting because I listened to an interview with Bill Walton and he talked about what a great situation Luke Walton is with at Golden State. So you have to wonder, I mean, how will he advise him, you think?
Well, I think, you know, he's going to say you can't not look at what happened in New Orleans this year with Alvin Gentry. You know, he was the assistant coach. If he would have stayed in Golden State and not left right away, he'd be the guy that everyone's talking about this incredible start to the run for the Warriors this year, not Luke Walton. And instead, he missed the playoffs because the Pelicans had so many injuries and they don't fit his system. So I think that is some advice that, you know, Bill's going to give his son Luke and saying, hey, look, these are what's going to happen here. You could either flop tremendously, you could be a great success like Steve Kerr. So I think it's going to be Luke Walton. I think the other name is Mark Jackson. I really like. I think he did a good job of developing the Warriors just to the brink of a championship. Obviously, they made the move and then they won it. So I think he could do the same in LA. But I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well, there's some rumors swirling around that they might even, you talk about going different, they might pursue a college coach, Jay Wright of Villanova and Kevin Ollie with UConn.
Well, Kevin Ollie to me is the only legitimate option there. I like Jay Wright. I think he did a great job winning a national championship, but the hype is at all-time high. I'm also a negative Bulls fan because Fred Hoiberg was supposed to be this great coach. He never made it to Elite Eight, and the Bulls looked awful this year in so many ways, and I think a lot of it was his fault. The roster didn't fit, but Brad Stevens is great. Obviously, we've seen that in the playoffs just this year. I think it's just 50-50. Billy Donovan hasn't really impressed me all that much. He's just there. He's no different than Scott Brooks. So I'm going to go with Kevin Ollie, and just because, well, I want Kevin Durant if I'm the Lakers. And, you know, they play together. They apparently have a very good relationship. So, and I think he is a very good coach. I think he will transition well to the NBA. I'm not sure about Jay Wright. I don't watch enough Big East basketball to really know if he could be that successful. But if I'm the Lakers, I think Kevin Ollie is definitely a surefire option. John Calipari, not happening.
Okay, it's so we hit on the Lakers. Quickly, talk to us about, as you just mentioned, the Bulls. What's the timeline? What are going to be some of those priorities in the offseason to get this thing turned around?
Well, I have a good feeling Pau Gasol is going to opt out and leave. I expect him.
Well, his brother wants him to go to the Spurs. Right?
I fully expect him to go to the Spurs or go to the Grizzlies and just join his brother or something like that.
How cool would that be?
I think it'd be great for him. It would keep them good. Actually, especially if Mike Conley's going to leave. But, you know, I don't know what the Bulls are going to do. I think Joakim Noah, they say they want to keep him, but at the same time, it really would not shock me if he is the backup center for the Minnesota Timberwolves next year. Taj Gibson, I think, will probably get moved at some point. Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler, that's what it comes down to, is who can you move? Can you move either of them? And honestly, I'm not sure you can. I mean, you can move Jimmy. It won't be that hard. You can get a haul for Jimmy. But you probably can't move Derek. So I'm guessing Joakim Noah ends up finding a way back in Chicago. They replace Pau Gasol. They give it one more run, and then they fully blow it up.
The co-host of Nothing But Net, Joe George, is with us tonight. Only time for one more question. You talk about movement, but were you emotionally moved watching Dave Yeager's press conference and seeing him break down? Have you ever seen anything like that?
Not in a while, and not at the NBA level. I feel like I've seen that in college sports, you know, when you're saying goodbye. Obviously, we saw it with Roy Williams and Marcus Paige, and, you know, after that last game, or actually before the game, when they were giving the speeches, when Marcus Paige was talking about coaching his impact, you know, Roy Williams got very emotional. I've never seen that from, you know, this level, and I think it's great to see because I've always loved the Grizzlies organization. I'm not sure they're ever going to win a championship with just the way they construct their roster. They're just always one or two pieces away. And if Mike Conley is not coming back, they've got nothing because I think he is just phenomenal.
Great insight, great perspective from Joe George right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Fantastic job to kick off our program. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.